Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, creator and designer of One Golden Thread, Jeff Skull.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Zach Puchtel. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I've already been inspired by our guest, and I don't feel like I know anything about him yet. But I have to tell you, I saw the words nature and regenerative together, and that inspired a research, and I came across regenerative commerce, and I thought, whoa, that's something I want to know more about. And I feel like we're going to go there. But it reminded me of when I was a kid, there was a popular story called The Giving Tree. And I was taught to love it because that's what love was. True love, unconditional love, was this give. It was exemplified by this tree. If you don't know the story, there was a little boy and he played on and around an apple tree. And then as he got older, he didn't play anymore, which is part of the problem. And he started wanting things, and he started asking the tree for help. And the tree would give. First, it gave its fruit and said, go sell it and you can buy what you want. And then it gave its branches as the boy got older and he could build a house with it. And spoiler alert, the boy asked for so much. At the end of the story, all that is left is a stump. And I think about that now, and it makes me sad. I don't know why I wasn't getting that as a child. I used to love telling the story. This was love. This is wrong. This could not be more wrong. And I've had these fantasies of rewriting the story altogether. And someday, just maybe. But in the meantime, that is not regenerative. That is not love. It's like changing the way we look at things, the way we've done things. It's time.
Wow. You know, you reminded me back to a number of exercises and crafts and whatever we did around that story as a kid in younger mm-hmm. grades. And yet it took me through all of my late life and early adult years into my first technology and banking collapse in order to learn the other analogy of that, which is you have to put the oxygen mask on first before you can help everyone else.
So we've titled the show, inspired by our guest, Regenerative Commerce, Uplifting People and the Planet. This is our episode 735. So we're featuring our interview guest, author, speaker, visionary, creator and designer of One Golden Thread. We're so happy to welcome Jeff Skull to the Life Changes Show. Welcome, Jeff.
It is such an honor to be here with you both. And I love the fact that you just called in the giving tree, which we can absolutely rewrite on this show. Absolutely.
There it is. We're going to do it.
There you go. Flipping the script.
And actually, in a sense, that's we're rewriting a lot of things with this conversation. How did you come to this consciousness that we need to shift gears, and here's one way to do it? And we'll talk about what that one golden way is, but how did you come to a consciousness of that?
It wasn't a macro realizing that there is a massive problem. It honestly was something inside myself that I knew that I needed to shift. And this is frankly after a life of being a chameleon, a life of being a master of likes before likes were a thing, a life of being empathetic to everyone's journey but my own, and come to realize that the greatest way that we can achieve planetary well-being is by personal well-being. And I needed to come into my own Dark Nights of the Soul and Coherence around that to see that maybe I was living an extractive life. I was living a life that wasn't in alignment with what my natural order was, because I certainly was born into a visage of realizing that nature and us is one, of realizing that the greatest lie is the illusion of separation, and not between us, but between nature and one is us. And after being a serial entrepreneur, amplifying others' visions and dreams, finally I came into coherence that aligned with my own personal journey home, that we could build business that was based upon not just an ecosystem, but wrapped in an ethos system, that business can be a collective force for social good, that we can look at business as being something that gives back more than it takes to create from nature. And even within that, you know, the great things that I've always admired in my life and business and what have you didn't start with an agenda. It started with intention and values. And so for me to come back in my own personal values, it spiraled outward, just like the concentric circles of a tree. And within that, a conscious business was born.
Jeff, I gotta chime in on that, and it's so profound, but it's also inherent to how we all ended up here. Filippo had the frame for the show and had created this idea of this conversation and the change that he wanted to usher forth. Yet at the same time, I had come out of some massive exits and seen scale and saw how scale was not used for anything other than the profiteering. And it became so clear to me immediately that a subtle shift of awareness and perspective, and you could change a percentage of those energies and solve all problems by being purposely aligned.
And yet there's so many shifts that need to take place in the narrative. You know, when I first, when One Golden Thread was born based upon this ethos, if you will, of reminding us that we're all golden inside, spoiler alert, back to our roots, and that we are connected as better together by the gold that resides inside all of us. You know, I had to ask myself, well, can I actually build a business off of something that's so heart-based? Am I allowed to be able to support myself by putting something in the world that's based upon a soul's calling?
Am I allowed?
Oh, yeah. No, there was a lot of worthiness conversations and like crystallized moments of all these things. And it came back into this notion that actually, you know, I have this philosophy that the thing is not the thing, it's our relationship to the thing. The thing is not the thing, it's our relationship to the thing. Everything, ego, money, you know, abundance. It's how do we see it? And if we can see that what we're doing is we're creating abundance from the inside out, and the more that we make, the more that we can create goodwill. It's a very different perspective, and therefore, even like, you know, we're a public benefit company, and even seeing that the profits can become a profit for the planet and its peoples. And we also just are in the 2/3 of the way through a successful Series A raise right now, and we have impact investors who see that there's a real business here, and yet it's based foundationally on doing right by the planet and right by community and inspiring humans to be vertical humans of thoughts, words, and actions in alignment. Because look, truly, clothing is the forgotten frontier. We've been so concerned about what we put, you know, the thoughts we put in our minds, the things we put in our bodies, and yet what we put on our bodies has gotten a hall pass for so long. And we're waking up to the fact that it's been poisoning our skin, and it's been polluting the planet, treating the soil certainly not as soul, and it's been plasticizing the ocean. And so it's a powerful thing to come into that coherence. And yet, I have to tell you, and we can talk about this, because it's a very fascinating thing to not fall so deeply in love with your message and your mission that you get into a language trap of thinking that you know what's important for people to hear. Because the truth of the matter is that the most powerful lesson I learned about conscious business. I learned when I was in third grade, and I forgot it for half a century. And it was when my dog, it's a funny story, but it's a true story, and it's a profound story, that my dog, when I was in third grade, had worms. And my dad said, how do we give Sam a pill? And I said, oh, my dad's asking me a question. This is so cool, you know, my opinion. And so I said, well, we'll hide it in Sam's food. And my dad says, no. Sam will feel it and he'll spit it out. But if we wrap it in something sweet, Sam will take the pill. And the truth of the matter is the world has a big pill to swallow. Mm. And yet, instead of talking about the pill, which is being a problemist, we can be a solutionist and just wrap it in something sweet.
Mm. You know, speaking of words, around this time, I would have used already the word sustainability. But I had a conversation with you, and I know you're going to change that word for me.
Well, you know, okay, so words, we all know words cast spells, and we can therefore be mindful of the spellings we're wisely choosing. And some words have a benevolent intention. And certainly sustainability was that. The United Nations, the global sustainability goals, and we talk about sustainability. If you took 100 people, or we'll make it sacred enough, take 108 people in separate rooms and ask them to define sustainability, there's going to be a lot of eyes that kind of look up to the right. You know, that's kind of like musing, like, I'm not even sure exactly what, but I'm going to think about this for a minute. Some people are going to say, well, I don't know, not using plastic straws. You know, the truth is that if you really unpack sustainability, it's ambiguous to define. It's challenging to model, and it's nearly impossible to measure, because the truth of the matter is that sustainability, if you unpack it, simply means maintainability. And the truth of the matter is maintaining the current status quo, because we as humans have more humans than this earth can handle, the way that we treat our planet like an all-you-can-eat buffet, taking more than we actually need. And so sustainability is not really probable or possible. However, what is modelable is saying, what are the natural resources that go into creating something? And can we create a model of a give back impact that gives back more than it takes to create? That is regeneration. This is not new. Regenerative agriculture led the way. Regenerative food systems has paved the way. Regenerative fashion is simply the final frontier. And we can do this. We can innovate with nature to connect to what we believe is your inner nature. That's your inner goal. That's the way you feel, to stand and look and feel as good as you are. And then we can give back to nature. And in our case, for every item sold, we plant a tree. And at Impact, we can actually model that, because from one beech tree from Austrian regenerative forests, which are a special kind of tree that regrows on its own, is a beech tree, kind of like a bamboo, but it's a higher grade of this man-made cellulose, we can make 108 tree shirts. And for every tree shirt sold, we plant a tree. So thus the impact is 1 to 108X. I wish to inspire every business on this planet to see themselves not as a check the box, they're doing something that they can do a greenwash stamp of sustainability, but saying, what are we doing to actually give back? What are we doing to actually impact? That's actually using business as a collective force for social good. And I believe, listen, we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the Century of Self. Raise your hand if you've seen the incredible documentary, The Century of Self. Have either of you guys seen that?
I have not.
I'm not either.
Oh, my goodness. It is required, jaw-dropping. That's what's gone on the last 100 years. So very quick, in 108 seconds, the economy was in the tank in the early 20s, and the president at the time enlisted Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, who became the birth father of PR. And it became this whole thing of how do you tap into the Sigmund Freud-esque desires and id and ego. And so therefore it was get the car, get the girl, get the home, you know, get the promotion. With the women, smoke the freedom sticks, right? Virginia Slims, and present yourself as being this feminine here with your voice being heard. And so it went, and we celebrated this century of self, where it became all of a sudden, you know, it was craft and it was about acquisition for the attainment of status. And then it went off the rails a little bit. It was the race to the bottom on price. An industry sought to Moore's law, make things faster, cheaper, cheaper labor, cheaper materials. Things were intended to fall apart, at least in fashion, because it encouraged you to buy more things. And that became this rote rhythm. And so we're coming back, I believe, a full circle back to the new century of self. And it's a century of self that's selfless. It's a century of self that's based upon ethics and integrity. There has been, Marigold just did a study. We are living in the most fascinating, uplifting, opportunistic, fascinating time in the history of certainly of our lives. And why is that? There's been, Marigold just concluded this, there's been more consumer pattern disruption in the last 3 years than in the last three decades. Mm. And we know this. We know that COVID had that twisted gift of a reset where we were alone with our thoughts for a moment. And then we came back. And some people went right back to the rhythm of the gerbil wheel. And others said, you know what? The genie's out of the bottle. And I like this pivot party. I'm going to be more conscious about what I do, the thoughts I speak, how I engage the world around me. And that's why businesses such as, frankly, I could say ours, but I could say meaning all of ours, you know, that are listening to this podcast. The circle is expanding like a concentric tree. And just like the genie out of the bottle, you don't put the genie back in. It's just a better party, because once you taste this, it's about living compromise free. It's a better product that makes you look good, feel good, and do good by the planet in the process. And that's not just what we're doing. It's what's happening all around us. And we're just proud to be one of the voices as part of this new generation, which is the regeneration.
Thank you for that. Jeff, we're going to go into a break in a little bit, but I just have to ask you, since you said all that, where does the pursuit of perfection fall into any of that?
Thank you for bringing that up, because the pursuit of perfection is the paralysis of progress.
Hmm. Please say more.
They say what? Perfection is the thief of joy. But I think it's also the paralysis of progress, because the truth of the matter is that if perfection was the sole goal, we would not fly in planes. We would not drive in cars. We certainly wouldn't be wearing clothes. And while that, you know, might go down, it's, you know, certain days at Burning Man, the truth of the matter is that it's not about perfection. I believe that it's the pursuit simply of purpose, because purpose gives us self-awareness. It gives us the ability to be conscious about the decisions we're making. It gives us the ability to have perspective of how we're choosing to present ourselves. And so, you know, I believe that that everything we do has codes in it. And we're simply choosing the codes, and it's not about perfection. I believe it's about just being on purpose and then just be in joy and realize that, you know, as my good friend Ali Bogart, a yogini, says, sometimes death is not always best. I mean, we can literally just remember that this is all supposed to be joyful. This is all supposed to be fun. And by having that self-awareness and shared awareness, we can let go of perfection. We can let go of some of these things that simply creates a paralysis of so many things, and just come into a place that we can do the best we can as humans, and that's golden.
Well, we have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're hopefully going to get to touch on so many things. And we've obviously been talking about one golden thread in the sense that this all ties into what this clothing designer, who is our guest and company creator, has brought through in one golden thread. So learn more about him at Jeff Sculte, JeffSculte.com, and One Golden Thread at onegoldenthread.com. You'll also find links for Instagram on lifechangesshow.com under Jeff Sculte. But when we come back, so we'll talk a little bit about inspiration and actually the pivot point to creating this passion. So many of us might even feel that our culture has passed the pivot point, but I think this, I think we'll need to address that when we come back. A little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we are joined by our performance guest live here, Zach Patel, all on the Life Changes Show online edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo online with Mark, and we are talking with our guest, having a great conversation that matters. Guest is author, speaker, and visionary, creator, and designer of One Golden Thread. Jeff Sculte. So, Jeff, I suppose before we go any further, what shall we know about One Golden Thread?
Well, we're committed to your cozy, for sure. You know, we believe in owning less, things to love more. And, you know, I design clothes that I couldn't find. And I designed clothes that I wanted to wear, and clothes that, you know, I believe you could live in for life. And it's the way people are telling us that they're enjoying them. You know, sometimes when we travel through life, we think we need to have clothes to work out in, or clothes to hike in, or clothes to sleep in, or clothes to go out in, and what have you. And what we hear from the countless that are fans of the brand is that these are clothes that you can just live in for life and do all the things in. And, you know, it's nature regenerative. We created our own fabric. I was blessed with my mother's touch, and I felt hundreds of fabrics until I found two that I loved, and I decided to knit them together to see what would happen. It created this second skin feeling. And, you know, and I believe that as beautiful as, you know, it's great to hear people the way they're enjoying the clothes. What just makes my heart sing every time is people say that they feel like themselves in the clothes. Mm. And there's an expression that means a lot to me, which is, these are not like look at me clothes. They're more right, see right to me clothes. Mm.
Jeff, and I want to interject on that, because earlier before the break, I was going to chime in about, you know, your discussion on purpose and being, you know, a business of purpose, but you can't be on purpose and not be authentic. So when you're guiding people to that place of connection with their purpose, you're bringing out their authenticity, and that just got validated by what you just said, that, you know, the best testimonial is.
Yeah, you know, we said at the onset of this session about things that we really respect started with intention and values. And as crazy as this may sound to your listeners, I walked away from the commercial world in 2016 with golden threads in my pocket. I went around the world and I did a spoken word piece reminding us around this message that I'd forgotten for half a century, which is every single one of us is golden inside. And so it started that way. And there's a golden thread that weaves through every shirt, right? Weaves through every article of clothing. And so absolutely, this is about genuineness. It is about authenticity. It is about coming back into our embodiment. And it is about also about biomimicry and inner being and all these things about reminding us truly that the greatest lie is the illusion of separation with us and nature. And it brings me, you know, as somebody whose father took him into nature as a child and whose mother created art that was all about nature and us as one, you know, it's a beautiful thing to actually manifest that in the physical sense, not the conceptual sense. And certainly I don't wear these clothes solely against my skin because I have to. It just makes me feel as good as I feel inside. And you know, it's a beautiful thing when the thing that we're creating, it's not even really about the thing. It's about the metaphor of the way that makes people feel inside. And it's where the outside world can be a reflection of our inside world, and our inside world can remind us of our outside world. And therefore it kind of obliterates that duality.
Mm. So there's so much that you inspire in your story alone. I mean, even just the story of you leaving the business world, so to speak, of that world, and in this business, which is more connected to your spirit, if that's correct to say, and your passion and your mission. A lot of people might say if they haven't achieved their goals by a certain time frame, or with everything happening in the world, might have given up, like this world is just going to go down the tubes anyway, so why bother? You say it's never too late to pivot to your purpose and passion. And might I add that maybe the time is now. Let's get to it.
Well, the time is wow. There's never been more of an opportunity for you to take that step and obliterate not the fear, but your resistance to fear. And if I can inspire one other person to blow past, you know, what I mean, you know, this is real. I self-ridiculed myself out of expressing for most of my life. And the concept of me being a first-time clothing designer at age 51, part of the way that I was able to obliterate past that was that I wasn't doing it for you. I was doing it for me. Mm. I was designing for me, and I was doing it from such a place of joy, such a place of play, such a place of just being tapped in intuition and letting go of the entourage in my mind that had clouded my ability to hear my own thoughts for half of a century. And it's so beautiful to do that. And so think about something that you want to put into this world. And like my beautiful dear friend, Jess Magic says, she says, do what you do not to be good. Do what you do to share it, to be liberated and free.
Mm.
So for me, as a first-time clothing designer at age 51, I never played that self-critical card because I was in so much joy in the state of creation. And then to see that others, that other friend agreed, and then another friend, and then another friend, all of a sudden they're friends of friends. And that's the way this thing grows. Sometimes it grows, you know, these best things grow with a no plan plan. I didn't have a go-to-market strategy. You know, I was following, truly, I was following the golden thread. And sometimes, you know, that can be, you know, that doesn't mean you don't have a North Star. That just means that you're impervious to the curves because you're willing to be malleable.
So there are so many words of inspiration that you write, your mission statement, for example, or your purpose. And one of the phrases, Jeff's purpose is to inspire us to tap into our most authentic, great new word, self-expression, to live life golden. Could you please elaborate on that for us?
Well, you know, we think about going to the depths of your soul versus the veneer of your expression. And I say veneer of your expression, mm-hmm. I think that there's some of us where there's no separation between the two. But I know that for me, I had an outward projection that was very much of a presentation, very much of a performance for much of my life. And the other, you know, expression that means a lot to me is, what if we can go no longer perform, but what if we can perform? And so it just means like you're doing what you're doing because it's coming from such a real place. So when I think of authenticity, which I did a authenticity challenge about 4 years ago, and it was just me just expressing like the wisdom that was flowing through the universe or inspired by you that I met or what have you, and sharing things that were experiences that I had, because I believe that, you know, knowledge is what we receive and what we hoard, and experience is what we embody and what we share. And what we're here to do is we're here to share. We're all here to share. And if we're sharing from a place of connection and love, there's no ego. And that's why another thing I really believe is that's when we can tap we go over ego, which is a much more powerful place to be, because my friend Johan Erb famously has said, you know, it's just better together. So authenticity is like, you know, obliterating any concern about you being, you know, fully weird, fully expressed and what have you, and realizing that that's your birthright. That's you acting supernatural, and that's you following your destiny, which, by the way, guys, that's the definition of weird.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm serious. There's this dude who wrote a book. His name is Webster. And if you turn to page W-E-I-R-D, whatever number that is, it's going to say acting supernatural, and it's going to say a person following their destiny.
Wow. I didn't know that. Thank you for learning me that.
Dorothy's over here going, I'm weird. That's me.
She's saying that's me. Well, I'm looking at, as we're bringing this great conversation to a close for this time around, Jeff, you have worked with what have been known until now as some of the biggest and the greatest. And you're now doing what you did for them, in a sense, for yourself. Yet there's a whole different outcome, I think. And, well, one of my prayers would be that the companies that are known as the biggest and the greatest in the future have this kind of passion and purpose and mission. Is that possible, in your opinion?
It depends. And what I mean by that is that it requires a tender fierceness with the way that you approach things. And this is what came through to me at the beginning of the year. And this is, it's these words: protect the realm, wield the shield. So if I had a tattoo on my soul, that's what I emblazon on my soul. And that's my role in One Golden Thread, most importantly, on a go-forward basis, regardless of where this goes and where it weaves and how big it is and how many trees we plant and all the things in between. Protect the realm is understand your core, understand your values, understand your inner gold, and wield the shield is making decisions based upon decisiveness and transparency and transcendence. And with that in mind, if you do those things, it's not only possible, it is absolutely not just probable, it is preordained. And that's where I think we are going, where this is, call it a renaissance, call it a return, call it whatever you want. But this is where it's time to buckle up and attach ourselves to this pivot party, because it's actually real. And we look all around and we see other business leaders doing this. And this is the thing that's the most inspiring thing, because this is what will set a multi-generational legacy in motion. Mm. This will be the type of thing that we will look back and we will see clean water. We will see things, because it simply is going to be a better way of living that's in alignment with having a good time while we're doing it. Protect the realm, wield the shield. If everybody does that, understand your values, and then wield the shield, protect those values, and act upon them. We are destined for a beautiful next 1,000 years.
Mm, and so it is. Jeff Skult, S-C-U-L-T, jeffskult.com to learn more about him. One Golden Thread, onegoldenthread.com to learn more about or get yourself some of the clothing. Jeff, I look forward to learning more about you, about One Golden Thread, about the clothing, of course, and the community that you are cultivating globally around this.
Yeah, joining the movement for sure.
Well,
thank you.
It's an honor, a pleasure, and I'll drop my little my founder code to allow for those that want to pick up some threads to get it for a little gift off, and that is Jeff 11. Jeff number 11, thank you for doing what you're doing in the world. This is, I really believe that, the rising tides lift all ships, and we do that by inspiring others around us through communities such as what you're creating, and you're creating a container for things to thrive. And I just want to honor you and thank you for what you're doing, because it is it's very empowering, and I know your listeners are devotees, and I can understand why.
Thank you for that, Jeff. Amazing.
It means a lot. What a pleasure to have you on the show and to share from your heart as you have. Thank you, Jeff Skult. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Vicky from New York City. You have been so helpful to me in the past with my wonderful cat, Charlie, and I need your help more than ever. I've been booking speaking engagements, which take me away for a few days at a time, and when I come back, Charlie expresses his anger towards me. After my last trip out of town, Charlie attacked me and bit me on my face and hands. We have been together for over 3 years, and he has been such a comfort during the lockdown. I love him so much, but I'm now afraid of him. I don't want to give up my speaking engagements, and yet I also don't want to be attacked when I do come home. Please help me in finding an answer to this uncomfortable situation.
My dear friend, your situation with Charlie is one that more and more people are encountering due to the lockdown most people endured due to COVID. And now that the world is waking up and moving forward once again, we need to find a way to deal with the choices we made during our confinement. So many people adopted pets to help them during this time. And now that our lives are more mobile, they are having situations like you are with Charlie. Charlie has always been your focus, and you were with him 24 hours a day until your new schedule took you away. Since Charlie is needing constant connection, this just might be the time for you to find Charlie a new home where he will have constant interaction with humans and other animals. Since you don't have family or friends willing to adopt him, you could check out the website rehome by adoptapet.com, and they can assist you in finding the perfect place for Charlie. The website provides one with all of the important information that will assist you in finding a good new home for him. A good start is for you to gather all of the important information about Charlie by creating a biography, and the website will then start sharing that info with the right people and in the right places. It will also help for you to have the heart-to-heart talks with him as you have done successfully in the past. If you tell him how much you love him and that as hard as it will be to give him up, that it is in everyone's highest and best good, and these people will help you maintain a connection with him. So I believe he will understand. Good luck, and let me know how this works out for the two of you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Zach Pachtel, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo. I'm here with Mark. And we welcome our performance guest, Zach Pachtel, who's a freestyle artist and improvisational musician and so much more. Welcome, Jack. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Filippo. It's good to be here.
What a perfect show, because it's interesting. I spoke with you. I spoke with Jeff before the show, and the two of you referenced some interesting things, both similarly, where both you say that we need to play more.
Yeah, I think play is the magic. The returning to our childlike innocence and imagination gets us past all of the trauma, all of the mental things. And I'm no doctor, but I think play is the most powerful thing we can use in our healing.
And so in your music and artistry, you, in a sense, is it play? Is that how you would describe it? Or
It's play. It's freestyle. So I've been in bands. I've, you know, been on stages. I I now host a weekly improvisational musical circle in Los Angeles. And so the gift of freestyle improvisational words is really, you can do it anytime, anywhere. And that's really the goal, is to remember that we are that infinite ability in every moment. And through the play of music, it's just effortless. And like Jeff was saying, like, if this is the Renaissance, this is the awakening, then we should have fun doing it. Like, we should enjoy it. We should do everything we can possibly do to celebrate it. And, you know, we make it real when we say it is. And so this is one of my gifts to make it real.
So on our way to getting to experience some of your realness, well, we're experiencing it right now. And I shared that I was hearing some wisdom in some of the freestyle that I had heard of yours. And you said, thank you for calling it wisdom. To me, it's just life. Now, I know that a lot of people go through life and experience things, but don't necessarily learn from them. So that's what I'm calling wisdom.
I hear that. So the only reason I was careful about that is because I used to espouse things as absolute truth, as though I knew everything.
Ah.
And that was when, like, I first started getting into spirituality, and I'm like, everything is one, and I have all the answers. So I've shifted my ways slightly. And like I was telling you earlier, I do my best to speak from experience. And that seems to work, because it's grounded. And like, we know it's love and light, and we're all aware of this. And I think, I don't know if there's an absolute besides God. And so that's just kind of the thing around wisdom, that like, wisdom's everywhere, but I think the greatest wisdom is what we learn through our experience.
Okay, well, Zach, speak to us from your experience. What are we going to get to hear first?
Yeah, so I got a guitar, and I'm just going to make up some stuff. I think I got two songs, is that right?
Yeah, so let's, I think we were doing spoken word at first, and then we're going to talk a little bit more before we go into the more song thing.
Oh, okay. So you want to do a spoken word, no guitar on the first one? We can shift.
I'd love that.
All right, hold on. Let me put the guitar on.
Here's Zach Pachtel on the Life Changer Show live.
Anything you want me to dive into?
I think you heard so much today already.
There was a lot.
And there's, you know, there's the title of the show that we got to borrowed from our guest, Uplifting People on the Planet.
Yeah, all right. I got plenty of ammo. Thank you. Deep breaths. No need to ask what's next. Everyone just relax. Take a moment. Sit inside of it. Learn to own it. You don't have to go anywhere. There's nothing to do. There's only you. Inside of you, projecting you, and then listening back to you, us we. We all know that we're free, but what does it feel like? To express, to vibrate, to elicit reaction to that which we believe is our truth. What does it take for each one of us to step outside of that booth, that veil of illusion of fear that holds us back from doing everything that we hold dear? And if we could just see that it's not even real, that simply by taking a little step, it allows us to feel the forward momentum of choosing into something, whether it's your own life or a new hobby, doesn't matter. It's all something. It's all part of the vibration. It's all a part of being the sensation. We chase after love and these emotions like happiness, but there's levels above like ecstasy, joy, and bliss. Where have we set the bar and why do we stay here? It's like Bruce Lee said, don't ever stay on your plateau until the day that you're dead. Always reach a little bit higher and be content along the way. It's kind of an oxymoron, but that's why it's fun to play, because we're all one and we're individual consciousnesses at the same time. And as we unwind this thing and walk back to divine, it's most fun to dance and sing and enjoy good food and dine. And so I think about the giving tree and how it gave everything it possibly had. And I also had issues when I went back and read that once again. Because we can give and we can give, but we also need to learn to receive. Because there's two sides to this game of life. There's the light, the darkness, and the in-between. I guess that makes it three. Kind of like quantum physics. Not sure if this physical is even real. even though my digits will connect me across the world with a pinprick, a thought and my idea, and a vibrational tone to Siri. Honestly, I feel like I'm looking at all the scene and the things are kind of eerie, because everything is being listened to and recorded always. So how do we come to peace with that in our own way? Maybe to know the AI is on our side and God's at our back. It makes me feel a little bit more confident to step into this act. I was going to pick up a guitar and let it fly. He said, go ahead with a spoken word. I don't ask why. I've reached this space where at least I can let it flow. And for whatever that's worth, I know I don't know. And I'm okay with it.
Wow.
What? Genius. You even called him out.
What?
Yeah. And I'm reflecting on how many times I've gotten locked up trying to think of the one rhyming line. That was masterful.
Brilliant. Zach Pachtel, thank you so much. Connect with Zach on Instagram. Z-A-C-H. Pachtel is P-U-C-H-T-E-L. Zach Pachtel. Zach, you, first of all, we want to thank Colin.
Yeah, I wanted to just give a shout out to Colin Martin, who's a dear friend of the show and of Jeff's as well. And Colin, you know, saying high praises to you, and we can't wait to hear the rest of you tonight, but to do more with you down the road as well. It's great to thanks, Colin.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Colin. Colin's actually one of the people who first inspired me to host jam sessions as well as freestyle around people. So he is a wizard, and he actually freestyles as well. So next time you have him on, make sure you prompt him for that.
We'll absolutely do that.
And this is actually, of course, a life changes moment for you, in that in your big world, you are doing a major move. So we wish you the best with that. But how interesting that you're on the show at this particular time. Is there how does it feel for you as you're venturing into something big and new?
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. You know, there's that feeling of the thing about performing. I love how you guys said about performance. And I used to play sports, and there's this thing before you go on stage where it's like butterflies, right? And it's the same thing with music. And what I've learned over the years is it's excitement energy, and you can either get on board with the bus or you can fight it. And getting on board with excitement energy seems to work out much better than the other.
Okay. Well, thank you for getting on board with doing freestyle first. I appreciate that. And it was great. And now you were going to do something with a guitar.
It's going to be the same thing, just with a couple chords.
Okay. Well, here's Zach Pachtel. No title to this?
We can title it after if you want.
Okay. Go on the Life Changes Show Live. Zach Pachtel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's happened to the world in like the last 2 or 3 years? Like society's become okay and acceptable of fears. Running dominant around, and we all gotta scream and pay attention to the next thing on the TV screen that tells us that we're not worth of our true attention. And if we could transcend and move past, what would that look like? Maybe turning down the TV and lighting up a little elemental light. Yeah. Returning back to nature, sustainability, regenerative too. Because the agriculture is what we put into our body. So what do you like putting into you? I'm not about this consumer culture, nor the cancellation of words. I'm about the free speech and the flying of each, like we're as free as the highest birds, right? It was Skulp who said, it was Sigmund Freud in the century of self, and Edward Bernays came up with the Office of Public Relations so we couldn't know ourselves. It's just propaganda evolved. But it's time for us to involve everybody in the decisions in a true democracy if we want to move to a new age, new paradigm, new stand, take a stand. I know that when I plan, God laughs, so I just give it up and lay back, relinquish control, because we're all just embodied as souls. And remembrance is the goal. We're just embodied as souls. remembrance is the goal. Do you remember when you're chosen and you started to begin and the world told you that it was a whole nother way? And your parents gave you the lessons and imbued you with the conditioning, and you kept guessing, saying that there must be a better way. And many people have told you all along your path that you're doing it wrong, and maybe that you need to go back. But I stand here on my own 2 feet, and I say that you will not be complete until you find that purpose and that meaning inside of you. It's true. Yeah, I'm not joining the cult, no, but I would like to hang out with Jeff Skolt, okay? Or maybe we need to create one where we all join, where we can live, all the girls and boys, and finally let everyone just be in play. Maybe there needs to be a space with good grace where we can exercise our highest divine intentions, ethics, and morals. Maybe if we paid attention to ourselves and gave us the same love as we do everyone else, well, perhaps that could somehow synchronistically yield the corals. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Is living life and song is bliss, yeah. And it's okay to miss. It's okay to keep going. It's okay to take up space. It's okay to be you. It's okay to not know the truth. It's okay to wander, not all who are lost. J.K. Rowling, I say her name at a cost, and I might be canceled or might be accosted. Truly, there's no cost to living, but if we could just all be free and say what we like and maybe have a civil discussion, that'd be nice. And we wouldn't have to dodge around topics or walk around on eggshells. We could just be real, and people could express themselves. Emotional intelligence would allow us to feel. Yeah, I got a plan for everything, but I know that at the end it's just freedom rings, and the cream will rise to the top. Oh my God, I'll never stop, because my life is simply what the rain brings. So bless everybody walking their path boldly. Keep going. Bless everybody who's challenging the things that they're knowing. Keep going. And bless everybody who's listening closely to themselves and that ring of spirit within their ears and mind and soul. Keep going. And bless everybody. Let's play and usher in the new age. And turn the page. Okay.
Zach Pachtel, thank you so much.
Wow.
Follow Zach on Instagram at Zach Pachtel, ZachPuchtel. Zach, you do workshops, and you've got all kinds of new stuff coming along, like a website and all that. So just follow him there, and he's going to share where we can hear him and learn from him, experience him next. Zach, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Thank you, guys. This was a pleasure, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share a message, and I think you guys are so aligned, and really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Really appreciate you, Zach, and seeds planted for doing more in the future. More play, more fun. More improv.
Love it. You guys are playing next time.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, Zach. So with a big thank you to Zach Pachtel, our performance guest. And again, a big thank you to Jeff Skolt, our interview guest. What a show. Wow. It's going to go down as one of my favorites already. That's our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours just did tonight, for sure, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.